Bibles, please, to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, and in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1301, page 1301, we'll read just the first three verses. We'll read them in unison, verses 1 through 3 of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and may we all stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. The text verse is the first verse, and begin with me, please, there with verse 1. Ready? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And let's pray. Bless now, we pray, dear Father, this service. Your word is truth. Your word is all important. Your word is your message to us, and we need something today. Give us attention to what's preached and help us to realize the life or death kind of situation that this presents, and to give it the importance that it deserves. Bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to speak this morning on a subject that will be of interest to everybody here. And I'll guarantee you, if you listen to me, some of you who are having doubts will have the doubts alleviated. I think probably there's many people who are saved and have some doubts about it, as there are people who have doubts that they're saved, or think they're saved, and are not saved. My job is to alert you, if you're not really saved, to get saved. But if you are saved, I do not want to cause unrest. This morning I'm going to talk on the subject of faith. And I guarantee you, I'm going to shock you. I'm really honestly going to help hundreds of you this morning about this matter of faith. I want to say this before I pray. Faith is not what you think it is. And this morning, if you'll give me your undivided attention, I'll guarantee you that you will be encouraged and not blessed because of a sweet message, but blessed because of the realization, maybe for many of us, for the first time of our lives, exactly what faith really is. Father, bless, I pray, the next few minutes and help us to acquaint ourselves with and become familiar with this matter of faith. Amen. Listen carefully. The title of my message is Seeing is Not Believing. Seeing is not believing. Now, the greatest thing, are you listening? The greatest thing about faith is that faith is. Now, faith is. Those are the first words of our text. Now, faith is. Faith is always in the present tense. Didn't say now faith was or faith will be, but faith is. Now, listen carefully. What is faith? The Bible tells us what it is. The Bible says faith, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, or the word evidence there, you can check it any Greek lexicon you want to check it in, and it's also the word is proven or proving. So let me say this: faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the proving of things not seen. Did you hear me? Hear me now. Faith is the proving. Faith is not the proof. Faith is the act of proving. When you see, it's not faith. Faith is proving. So you start with something not proved, and you prove it. And the process of proving it is faith. So I want you to notice this. Faith is future. It says faith the evidence of things hoped for, or the substance of things hoped for, that's the future. And then the proving of things not seen, that's the present. So faith in the future is built on faith in the present. The present proof, amen now, the present proof of faith is proving. Now, proving to whom? First, proving to myself. Now, I'm going to make a statement right now. It's going to shock you if you think at all. If you think about your salvation at all, I'm going to shock you. I am not sure that faith always has perfect certainty. Faith is not always mental conviction that something is true. Hear me now. Faith is risking something to prove that something. And the faith is the taking of the risk to prove it. Now, faith is venturing something. Faith says, well, the Bible says that Jesus lived and died and rose again. Now, I never saw him, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to risk my eternity on that fact. So faith is not, hear me now, faith is not assurance. Faith is the risk you take that leads to assurance. It is not absolute assurance. But the man said to Jesus, when Jesus had been on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he came back down, and there was a fellow came to him and said, my son is foaming at the mouth, wallowing on the ground, tearing his clothes off. Lord, do something. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the man said a very interesting thing. He said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. So faith, hear me now, faith carries with it belief and unbelief. But it is the action that proves the truth of the statement on which you're willing to take your risk. Jesus said one time, he said, if you have faith the size of a grain of what? Mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, be moved, and a mountain. Now notice, there must be different sizes of faith. If there's faith the size of a mustard seed, there must be faith the size of a pumpkin seed. There are different sizes of faith. Now hear me now. You say, well, I have some doubts. Now wait a minute. Faith is the overcoming of your doubts by a risk that you take. Faith is the exercise that leads to certainty. It is the proving to yourself the unseen. Hence, in the coming of the proving, hear me now, faith, I'll make this again because I want you to get this statement. In the coming of the proving, when the proof is over, faith is almost always a little bit surprised. I said to my mama, she's on her deathbed. I said, Mama, do you know you're going to heaven? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, how do you know? She said, the Bible says so. And yet, if there ever was anybody sure of heaven in the last days, is my mama. But I'll bet you a quarter. That's gambling, isn't it? I'll bet you a nickel that Mama was a little bit surprised when she got to heaven. And I bet you a nickel you will be too. I know I'll be surprised if you get to heaven. See, faith is the risk that leads sure. I was a paratrooper. Time to jump out of the airplane for the first time. I packed the chute myself. Brother, if ever anybody folded silk carefully, I did. And if you'd walked up to me and said, Hiles, you think that shooting will open? You better know I do. You think it's going to be okay? You better know I think so. I delicately, carefully placed every little fold in place. And I took the suspension lines that were inside that case, held over here by a rubber band, and then pulled across here, rubber band, and pulled back across here, rubber band, and pulled back across here. I'll guarantee you, no two of those lines ever crossed each other. I placed that, and you'd have said to me, preacher, I wasn't a preacher then. You'd have said, Jack, don't you ever call me Jack. And you'd have said, Dr. Hiles, you think that chute will open? I said, you better know I think so. You got full confidence. Oh, yes. Sure. And yet, you know what? When that thing opened, I was surprised. Now, I put my faith in it, didn't I? When I jumped out of that plane, you better know I put my faith in it. So faith is not assurance. Faith is that risking something that leads to assurance. Now, the assurance is the result of faith. And yet, faith is the proving of it. And that's why a lot of you say, I put my faith in Christ, but I just don't feel what I want to feel. Well, you just keep on trusting. You keep on believing. And brother, when you get to heaven, you may be a little shocked, but you get there because you risk something. You see, faith, but Abraham, the Bible says, by faith, Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees to look for a city which had foundations, whose builder and ruler was God. Now, Abraham risked something. He'd never seen that city. And the truth is, he had no evidence that city was there. But Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees. Why? Because he was risking his entire future, his life, his family, and everything on what God had said. But Abraham did not have the assurance that city was there. He just, God had said it was there. And Abraham said, okay, I'm just going to get up here and risk everything on the fact that that city is there. But I'll bind you one thing. When Abraham saw that city, I'll bet you he said, well, I'll swan. Oh, there it is. Now, let's face it, buddy. Let's just really face it. If you died today and woke up in heaven, you know as well as I do, you'd say, it's true. It's true. Well, you said, well, the house, if I don't have the total assurance it's true, am I saved? Listen, you're saved when you risk it all on the fact. But the faith is the risk. When it is proved, it is no longer faith. It's fact. Faith is the acting to prove. Faith is the launching of the ship yet unsailed. Faith is the flying of the plane yet unflown. Faith is the walking of a path never yet walked. It is Isaac going to Mount Moriah, not knowing what's going to happen, but God said do it, and Abraham said, I'll risk everything on obeying what God said. I do not know how it's going to turn out, but I know God's in charge, and God said go, and I'm going to take the risk. Now, that's faith. Faith is the Hebrew children going to the fire furnace. They said, him and now, they said, we believe our God, this is interesting, we believe our God will save us. But if he does not save us, you hear me? I believe, help thou mine unbelief. If he does not save us, they took the risk that God may not save. But they said, if he does not save us, we're still going to do what's right. So they said, our God's going to care for us. And so when they, I don't think that they looked down and saw that fire and said, hallelujah, Jesus is going to care for us. Whoopee! I don't think they did it. No way. I think Shadrach looked at it and heard the clap of the flames and said, Meshach, you want to go through with this? Meshach said, that's up to Tebed to go over here. We're going to check with him. Betty, what do you think about this? He said, Mishi, I'm scared to death. And Shaddy said, me too. And they said, look, I believe God will do it, don't you? Yeah, sure. I think they closed their eyes and took the leap and said, Geronimo. And they got in the fire furnace and didn't feel any heat. I think Shadrach said to Meshach and Abednego, it's not even hot in here. God is going to take care of us. Now, the faith was the leap. Took no faith once they're in there because that God was cared. He cared for them. And when the king saw Jesus in there with them, no faith, called Jesus. But the faith was in the risk. You check in Hebrews 11, you'll find all those people listed by faith. They risked something. By faith, Rahab hid the spies. Took a risk. When Daniel went in the lion's den, I don't think old little song we sang, and Daniel said, the lions will get lockjaw. I don't think he said that for a second. I think he's scared stiff. Brother, on July 4th, Sunday, July 4th, 1976, all of the rumors all over this nation were that I was going to be shot that day. The radio stations had it. Hiles and Jack Van Impe will be killed today. The communists are going to kill him. I had letters. Somebody called the bus barn. Brother Jim Vineyard's there. Said we'll get Hiles Sunday. Well, brother, with my great faith in God, I was scared to death. That morning I wore a bulletproof vest. Preaching. You thought I just had a big chest. I wore a bulletproof vest. Preaching. Now, I had faith. You know why I had faith? I said, what was your faith? Faith is walking up on this platform. Every time anybody reached for his pen, I'd go. You said, did you think God would care for you? Yes, I did. I sure did. But I said, if he doesn't, I'm still going to preach. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And brother, faith is not when you say, I have total assurance. I know I have total assurance and total security. This is going to be okay. Faith is God said it, and I'm going to risk everything on it. I'm taking off for college, and I'm going to take off the tithe, and I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to give my best, and I'm going to live right, and I'm going to do right, and I'm going to claim Matthew 6:33, and I'm going to claim Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13. Now, I don't know for sure if it's going to happen. I think it will, but I'm taking the risk. The faith is the risk that leads to the proof. Faith is the proving of things not seen. Not the proof of things not seen, the proving of things not seen. Not only is faith the proving to myself things not seen, but faith is proving to others things not seen. Faith proves unseen things to other men. Faith brings unseen things into sight to men, to other people. By your strength in the hour of agony, I believe more. I watch you carefully. I see on that dark day a light in your eye. I see at midnight in your life a gleam on your face. I watch you carefully. I see on that dark day of agony. I hear the song on your lips. And as I see your risk, I believe. And faith proves not only to me truth, but it proves to others truth also. I see your fruit, and I believe your root. I notice how I pronounce that. I see your fruit, I believe your root. I have not seen the root, but I see your fruit. When I see your fruit, there must be a root. So faith is the proving of things not seen to myself. I believe that parachute will open. I packed it.
I believe it's going to open, and so I'll risk it. And so I jump out into the wild blue yonder and fall for, say, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and that which I have tested all of a sudden holds me up, and I float down looking up at that beautiful canopy above me, and I'm somewhat surprised. I get on the ground, and I say to the fellows beside me, boy, wasn't that something? Man alive, it worked, didn't it? Bless God, it worked. Now, the faith was not in saying it worked when it got to the ground. The faith was in jumping out of the plane. And, brother, you just decide this morning, I'm going to risk Jesus. I'm going to risk my eternity on Jesus. I'm going to risk my life on Jesus. I'm going to risk my happiness on Jesus. I'm just going to, the Bible says it, and I am going to risk it. And that's what faith is. I believe your creed because you have proved it by your faith. You have proved it to both of us. Now look, folks, look at me. We're human. And there's nothing perfect about any of us. Even our faith is tainted with a lack of faith. Even our belief is mixed with unbelief. Even our goodness is mingled with badness. Even our victory is mingled with defeat. Even our assurance is mingled with doubt. And even our faith and believing is mingled with unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. Look at me. You know why I believe this morning? Do you know really why I believe? Because I saw my mama prove it. To both of us. She would say to me, son, we don't have anything for supper. But God is going to give us supper. I have seen that little woman put a plate here and a plate there and a fork here and a fork there and a glass here and a glass there and the plate is empty and that plate is empty and that glass is empty and that glass empty and not a single bite of food on the table. And I've seen her bow her head and say grace, thanking God for the food we're about to eat. And then I've heard the doorbell. We didn't have a doorbell. We didn't even have a door. Somebody knocked on the side of where the door used to be and brought us some food. Now listen, every time my mama got that food, she was surprised to death. Faith was the risking. Faith was saying, dear God, by the way, when you got a little boy sitting beside you about 5 years old or 6 years old, and you're praying for God to give you food, you're risking that boy's confidence in your prayers. You're risking that boy's confidence in your Christianity. And my mama said, okay, I'm going to risk the confidence my boy has me in the promises of Almighty God. And mama said, God, give the food. And the food came. And mama said, well, I'll declare. And she'd jump around the food while I was eating and dance and clap her hands and say, praise the Lord, while I was eating. You say, didn't you jump around and dance and say, praise the Lord? Yes, after I ate. I can always praise better on a full stomach. And I jumped around after I ate. But listen, my mama said, the Bible says it. Now, I can't say 100% assurance that food's going to come. But mama said, my God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory. And so let's test it and see. And you never test God without God coming across. You never do. And so my mama prayed. You know why I believe? Because mama proved that which was not seen. She proved it to herself. And she proved it to her son. I saw a little woman who never had more than the bread necessary for the day. I saw her heart crushed with bereavement after bereavement. I saw the sacred dust of loved ones, one after the other, placed in the grave. But she took the risk and believed what God had said and proved it to us both. I know today that if I died, I'd go to heaven. Now, this is hard to explain.
Not sure I can. But I know today, if I died, I'd go to heaven. But if I died right now, and don't worry about it, I'll be in heaven. But just as sure as I know I'm going to heaven, I know I'll be surprised when I get there. You say, why? Because in this flesh, there is unbelief mixed with belief. You understand what I'm saying? Brother, if I have risked everything on faith and risking what Jesus did, do you understand that if folks across the street are right and you got to take the sacraments to go to heaven, I'm going to hell? Do you understand that? You understand if they're right and the Pope is infallible, I'm going to hell? You understand that? I've taken a risk. I have risked. Let me say this too. Did you ever stop and think how foolish it is to be a preacher? It's dumb. I have spent nearly 40 years talking about somebody I've never seen. 40 years. Man, I left turnip greens and squash and fried okra to come up here to pizza for him. Think about it. I left green beans and collard greens and mustard greens. Potatoes and meat. That's why you're so puny. I left it. I mean, missionaries on foreign fields have left home and land and loved ones and country and friends and past. Why? For somebody they've never seen. That's faith. That's the risk. And this morning, I cannot lead you today to perfect assurance, but I can lead you to perfect risk. You just put your weight down on Him. And you believe that He'll take you to heaven and risk eternity on what He's done and not what you've done. Brother, you understand that if joining the Church of Christ, as they say, if you don't join the Church of Christ and get baptized in their baptistry, you're going to go to hell. Did you know if they're right, I'm going straight to hell? Salvation is, I heard a plan one day. I heard that Jesus came to earth, was born of a virgin. I heard that Jesus lived a perfect life. I heard that Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross and suffered for me and took my sins and charged them to His record. And I heard that God Almighty pronounced Him guilty for my sins, and God convicted Him and punished Him for my sins. And I heard after 3 days and 3 nights in the grave, up from the grave He arose. I heard it. One day I decided to say, I'm going to risk everything on that. I'm going to risk it all. I believe Jesus is coming. But some of you rascals say, well, if He came, I'd just smile and hug Him and give up. No, you wouldn't. You'd be shocked at that. If a trumpet sounded right now, I'll close with this, and I shouldn't close with something this silly. I had a fellow named Bear Watley in Garland, Texas. Remember our church? All he ever said when he first got saved was, I want to see Jesus. I want Jesus to come. Blessed Jesus, come. I want you to come. Jesus, I want you to come. Jesus, I want you to come. One day I was preaching a revival campaign over in the south part of Dallas. I took Barry Watley one night with me. I was preaching on the rapture. I told a guy to go on his own. He got a trumpet and hid in the side room. Barry Watley was sitting on the front row. And I preached on the rapture. Jesus is coming. And I said, preach on it. And Barry Watley said, oh, I want Jesus to come. I want Jesus to come. And I said, He's coming soon. Barry Watley said, I want Him to come soon. I want Jesus to come. I want to see the blessed Jesus. And about in the middle of that sermon, I had him turn the lights out. And from the darkened room, there came a trumpet. And I said, He's coming now. And Barry Watley jumped 3 feet. Now, if Jesus came right now, I guarantee it'd scare the fire out of me. You know, shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Now, most of us would shout while passing through the air, good night, what's going on? Now, let's face it. You know that's true. Let's face it. But, brother, I don't know about you. I've decided to risk it all. Just to risk it all.
And they'll be when it's proved and assurance and reality comes, there'll be a delightful sense of excitement and even some surprise. But the faith is the fact that I have believed and given my life, my eternity, my all, my hope, my future, my heaven, all of it. I risk it on Jesus Christ and His payment for my sins on the cross. That's faith. That's faith. It's the proving of things not seen. Our Heavenly Father,